Amen. Well, welcome once again to the house of the Lord on a Sunday night. It's good to be in church. Amen. Would you turn to the book of John, chapter 12? John chapter 12. A few nights ago, I was laying in bed, and one of the kids had found this old Gideon Bible. How many ever had a Gideon Bible in their life? This old little red one that I got when I was a kid. And I had used that and marked some scriptures and just woke up, reached down, and flipped it open, and this came to life. John chapter 12, verse 16, it reads, "These things his disciples did not understand at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him and that they had done these things to him." You know, there are things we don't understand. There are things that we don't understand at first. The J.B. Phillips New Testament reads, "The disciples did not realize the significance of what was happening at the time. But when Jesus was glorified, then they recollected that these things had been written about him and that they had carried them out for him." And the voice reads, "The disciples did not understand any of this at the time. These truths did not sink in until Jesus had been glorified." There are things we don't understand at first until he's glorified. In a church, in a relationship, in a home, concerning our own lives and our own calling, our own gifting, our following Jesus Christ, him working on us and shaping us and forming us and seeking to refine us, there are things that we don't understand. There are seasons in life that we don't understand at first. Things we don't understand. Things we don't understand until he is glorified. Until he is glorified. You see, it's then that we remember that these things were written of him and that we had done these things to him. We think of our lives, our walk with the Lord, our years here on earth, our development, our growing into Christ, our ministry on earth, our involvement in the kingdom, our experience, our seasons, the dynamics, the high times, and the times when we are walking valleys. There are things we don't understand at first. Things that are beyond our understanding. Too far beyond. They're out of reach. Ever been there? Something you just didn't understand until Jesus was glorified. Some work in your own life or in your family or in a church. Just didn't understand. Didn't understand what was going on. You couldn't piece it all together. It didn't quite make sense. Beyond your understanding. Until he was glorified. It was then that you remembered that these things were written of him. It was then that you remembered you did these things for him. And you know, it's so true. Some truths don't sink in until Jesus is glorified. We look at our own walk with the Lord. We look at Christianity when we come to Christ. There are a lot of truths, aren't there? Now, we'll talk about the truths of the Lord and the truths of the kingdom for a moment. There are some truths we don't quite understand. They don't really sink in until he's glorified. But it doesn't mean because we don't understand them, we don't apply them. It doesn't mean because we don't get it, that it's beyond our understanding, that we don't grab hold of them until we perfectly understand them. Are you following me tonight? You see, without faith, it is what? It's impossible to please God, to even be satisfactory to him, the word says. And so he's looking for us to grab hold of things and run with them, and trust his understanding. even when we don't understand. We know that our understanding needs help. Our understanding needs help. Psalm 147, verse 5, great is the Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. How many want to tap into the Lord's understanding? You see, our understanding is limited. It's crippled. It's small. There are things in life we don't understand. There are things happening in the kingdom of God right now that we don't understand. You know, there are things happening in our nation that we don't understand. There are things happening in our homes that we might not understand until He's glorified. We might not quite get it. We can't wrap our mind around it. We don't see it, but that's okay because His understanding is beyond measure. It's beyond us. It's outside of our head. It defies our logic. It defies our human understanding. You see, sometimes we want to put God in a box and we want Him to fit in that box so that we understand everything perfectly. We've searched the four corners. We know them. We know the four sides, and there we are. I've got God figured out. I've got the kingdom figured out. I know exactly how this goes down and how this works. I've got this season figured out. I've got the mountain figured out. I've got the valley figured out. Things that we don't understand. Isaiah 55, verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Can we accept that? Can we receive that? Can we drink that in and not fight it? Be okay with it and honor it and actually find joy and freedom in it. Isaiah 40, verse 28, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He wants us to know that He knows a whole lot more than we do. He wants us to know that He's working things out, that His hand is not idle. He wants us to know that He has a plan and He has a purpose, and things are unfolding even though we might not understand it, even though we might not get it. We can't quite figure it out. We might try and do things differently, but that's not for us to decide. Lord, I may not understand, but I trust Your understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on what? On your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. See, the tendency is to lean on our own understanding. That's the default, because we get it, because it's safe. It doesn't push us beyond our comfort zone. It doesn't cause us to fight for faith and really believe and have that spirit, because we've got it figured out. So if we can just lean on our own understanding, it seems to set us free, but really all it does is hinder us. Things we don't understand, seasons we don't understand. But here's the truth tonight. If we are living the pattern of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, if we are trusting in the Lord with all our heart, and if we're leaning not on our own understanding, if we're acknowledging Him in all our ways, we can rest assured that He is directing our paths. You can just rest in the Lord. Rest in His presence. Rest in His character. Rest in who He is. You know He's working it out. You might not understand, but He's working it out. I know in my own life, there have been seasons, things I just didn't understand until the Lord was glorified, until Jesus was glorified in that situation or through that situation, through that season. You know what the problem is? When we don't understand, we get anxious. When we don't understand, when it's beyond us, when it's beyond our box, we get anxious. And when we get anxious, we are left unguarded. We negate the peace of God. When we get anxious, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it reads, "Be anxious for nothing." For nothing. Now think about that tonight. There might be a lot of things in this room that a lot of people are anxious for. It can be practical things, some spiritual plateau, some spiritual experience. It could be a lot of things, but it's saying here, be anxious for nothing. So whatever it is tonight, you can just take the word nothing and fill it in with whatever you're dealing with. Be anxious for nothing. Do not be anxious for this. Rest in the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Surpasses, that is beyond an amount, it's greater than, it's superior to. I want to ask tonight, is there any anxiousness in our lives? Are we plagued? Are we drowning in anxiousness? You see, when people are anxious, they act rashly. Even in faith, even in their walk with the Lord, when people are anxious, they act foolishly. When people are anxious, they often make poor decisions. When people are anxious, they take themselves out of the timing of the Lord. That's the truth. You see, God has perfect timing. He's working things out. He's got it figured out. Don't pull yourself out of the timing of the Lord because you don't understand. And because you've pushed off the Lord, you can't trust His understanding, and therefore, here you are, anxious, filled with anxiety, troubled with cares. That's anxiousness. You see, Jesus is working in us to produce glory, from glory to glory. And the truth is tonight, there will be things and times we simply don't understand. What we need to do is to trust His perfect understanding. It might not sink in till He's glorified. In it, through it, by it. You know, there are some things, I thought about this, and it's so true. There are some things, some truths that won't sink in until His coming, till He's glorified, till we hit glory. There are some things we're simply not going to understand. And are we okay with that? Or do we need the Lord to answer everything for us? Are we okay with letting go of understanding? I mean, think about it. Are we actually okay with that? It's a simple truth tonight, but we struggle with it. Are we okay with letting go of understanding every single thing that's going on? So we go to God, what's going on here? And I want to know why, Lord. He's saying, just trust me. I'm working things out. You can't handle it maybe right now. You just be faithful and you just keep on keeping on. Can we let go? Anyone that has children here knows that children struggle with letting go of understanding. Why, Dad? Trust me. But why? Trust me. I don't understand. You're right. You might not, but trust me. And we've all been there as children. We've all been there. It's hard to let go of understanding and trust the Father. And a lot of Christians struggle with it. And a lot of Christians are burdened. They're anxious. It's not a walk of peace. It's not a walk of freedom and victory and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not a walk of that. They come into church and they're anxious. They wake up in the morning and they're anxious. They read the Word and they're anxious. They go to school and they're anxious. They go to work and they're anxious. They just slow down. Let the Lord do His thing. Don't take yourself out of the timing of the Lord. You know, I wonder if David totally understood. Called and anointed, yet running for his life. I wonder if Joseph understood perfectly. Hated by those closest to him, cast in the pit, and then a slave, and then a prisoner. I wonder if he understood everything. I wonder if he ever had a conversation with the Lord, like, I don't know what's going on. A lot of years going by, and it just seems to get progressively worse. But he forfeited his understanding. He said, Lord, I'll trust yours because it's perfect. I wonder if Noah understood when no one was turning to the Lord. No one. We'd be like, Lord, you called me to build this. I really stepped out in faith. What's going on? You see, once the Lord is glorified, then we understand. Then we get it. I wonder if Daniel understood when thrown into the lion's den. I mean, would we still be at the place where we didn't need to understand, or we'd be like, hold up, just hold up. I got to have a quick conversation with God right now. What in the world's going on? I wonder if he totally understood. See, he forfeited his understanding. I wonder if Abraham fully understood when he laid his son down and took up the knife to sacrifice him unto the Lord. I wonder if these men, these women in the Word of God, totally understood that they had everything figured out. They had their little box, and it's all good. No, they had forfeited their understanding. They're saying, Lord, lead me. Guide me. I know you got perfect timing. You're working things out. You're outside of time. You know what's going on. You see, we might not understand, but when he is glorified, when he has accomplished that which he is determined to accomplish in us and through us and with us, then we will remember what was written of him. And that we had done these things, these exploits, the surrender in the valleys, the submission to purging and refining, the care for others while we ourselves weren't cared for, and so on. We've done it unto him, an offering unto him, a sacrifice unto him. You see, it's letting go of our understanding. John 12, 16 again reads, these things his disciples did not understand at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him and that they had done these things to him. You know, what an application. It's really so practical and it hits home. Right where we are many, many times as we journey with the Lord. In fact, if I always understand, I think there's a problem. If I always understand, I think there's a problem. Because his ways are higher than my ways. His ways are beyond my ways. His understanding is unsearchable. It's out of reach, yet he brings us into it, and that's how beautiful it is. But we might not get it at first. If I always understand, maybe there's something wrong. Faith is trusting his flawless understanding. His flawless understanding. Back to Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Wow. Sometimes when we're anxious, we're not offering thanksgiving, are we? Something less. But here it says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, it's the perfect way. Be anxious for nothing, for no thing. Pray. Give thanks. Let your requests be made known to God. Let's make sure they line up with his will, that they aren't selfish and self-seeking. If we continue in this, what's the result? God's peace. That's the result. His peace that is beyond our understanding, that transcends our understanding. It comes, and what does it do? It guards our hearts and our minds. And boy, man, do these need to be guarded? Our hearts and our minds need to be guarded. We got to get beyond our understanding, be okay with not understanding. John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Do you have a troubled heart or a troubled mind? Is it unguarded? Or what is guarding it? Is the peace of God guarding our hearts and minds? If it is, then we will not be anxious. If the peace of God is guarding our hearts and minds, we will not be anxious. And this might seem like a bold statement, but it's what the Word declares. You see, there's no such thing as a season of anxiousness. There is, however, such a thing as a season overwhelmed by anxiousness. Our seasons don't have to be overwhelmed by anxiousness. The Lord doesn't lead us into seasons of anxiousness. He's leading us. He wants us protected by His peace no matter where we are. And so when we're saying, I'm in a season of anxiousness, that's not right. Your season is overwhelmed by anxiousness. Because perhaps you can't let go of understanding. Can't just trust His flawless understanding, His perfect, perfect plan. The only solution is to let go of understanding and let the peace of God flood your heart and mind. So we ask ourselves, do I trust His flawless understanding? Ask yourself tonight, do I trust His flawless understanding? Whatever season you're in right now, healthy, sick, bank account's good, bank account's not, relationships, single, want to get married, anxious, be anxious for nothing. Truth is, it's the freest life. When we let go of our own understanding and embrace His flawless understanding, it's so free. I don't know about you, I don't want to wake up every day and be plagued with anxiousness. Anxious about every little thing. I mean, it really does ruin your day. It ruins your cup of coffee, it ruins your toast, it ruins everything. You're just anxious, anxious. Anxious. It's a trap of the enemy. You're just anxious. That's not how God called us to live. He doesn't want His people walking around just anxious all the time. Pretty soon, it's just like a disease that takes over. It's in you. It's through you. It's feeding out of you. You're touching other people, and they're getting it too. All of a sudden, everybody around you is anxious. You ever been with someone in a room, and they're so anxious, even a believer, and all of a sudden, it's affecting everybody, and everybody's anxious. Sometimes even when it comes to things in the church, like we want revival and all this. Well, you give me your definition of revival, but anyways, I think the greatest revival is a person pulled out of the pit of hell and living for Jesus Christ. But regardless, here we are, and sometimes we're so anxious for this move to happen, and we get around like nothing's happening, and it's just a bunch of anxious people. And pretty soon, the disease, it starts to spread, and you know what can happen? It can take over. Can kill the spirit in a place. It can kill the spirit in a home. It can kill the spirit in a marriage. It can kill the spirit in the business. It can just strip the spirit of joy and the spirit of peace and God's love and His kindness. And pretty soon, you're just lost. See, God's outside of your box. If you want to live in your box, enjoy it. But you'll be anxious. You'll be anxious. We all have to learn this very simple lesson, all of us. And there are times when it's real hard to let go of our understanding. lose a loved one and you just don't get it. You're like, God, what's going on? You just got to let go. Trust his flawless understanding. He is God, I am not. We need faith. Let's have the worship team come. I want to read something David Wilkerson wrote. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is what he said. When I reread this passage recently, I was struck by something I had never seen before. Paul instructs us to stop worrying, to go to God with prayer and supplication, and to thank him for the answer. But he never says anything about getting answers. Paul says nothing about receiving a word of direction, deliverance, miracles, or healing. Instead, he says we receive a gift of the peace of God. God answers all our requests and supplication with the gift of his peace. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In other words, God's first answer to our every prayer and heart cry is his peace. All praying people have this one thing in common. No matter how bad they feel going into their secret closet of prayer, they come out filled with his peace. God has limited himself to his own government. This is known as the providence of God. He does things here and there, preparing people's hearts and orchestrating events. But until his providence works out the answer to your prayer, he says, I'm going to give you not what you think you need, but what I know you need, peace of mind and heart. Many of us wrestle with the Lord in prayer. We petition him with crying tears. We pound heaven's gates. We claim every promise. But as the days, weeks, and months go by, we begin to wonder, why won't you answer, Lord? What is blocking my prayer? What have I done to grieve or displease you? The fact is, God is, he's already said to us, here is my peace that passes all understanding. Take it and let it rule your heart while I work out all things for your good. We are to be kept in God's peace until his promise is worked out by the Holy Spirit. Hold on to his peace and let it rule and reign in your heart. Commit to trusting his flawless understanding. I know it's a simple truth tonight. But can we do that? Can we let go of our own understanding? Let go of having to understand all things, every season, every mile. Just let go. Can we do that? Or does he have to come and just explain it all to us? I mean, goodness, that just takes, for me, the joy out of it if I'm told everything. You know, how many like adventure? You like some adventure. You want to see some new sights. But if somebody comes and spoils it and tells you everything that just happened, it ain't the same. God wants to lead us into his wonder and into his majesty and into the mystery of what he's orchestrating, but we have to let go of our understanding. Can we do it? Can we? Can we? Listen, the odds aren't against us if we have God. God is for us. Who can be against us? There are some things we simply won't understand till glory. Even the great day of the Lord's return. Take his peace and trust his flawless understanding. There are some truths that will not sink in until he's glorified. Maybe we're working something out in our life, or there's a truth he's called us to apply, and we don't get it, but we're going to grab hold of it, and we're going to make it our own. Even though we don't understand it right now, we're going to do it because it's the Word of God, and it's the truth of God, and he's orchestrating things. His understanding is beyond ours. I don't know about you, but I don't want my own understanding. In every little thing. Now, there are some things in the kingdom we do understand. God comes and he shares with us. We understand the situation, but there simply are some that we just don't get. And I want to leave us with this, and we're going to stand and sing with Psalm 46:10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. He didn't say be anxious. Be anxious and know that I am God. No, he said be still. Peace. Rest. Trust. We rely on you, God. We rely on you, God. We rely on you, God. Let's stand tonight. If you feel need to respond to the Lord, obviously the altar is always open if you need prayer. You can also turn to a brother and sister and just have them pray with you. Let's just take a moment. And can we do that? Can we just surrender to the Lord? We're going to lift up this song and sing it out and bless him, bless his name. But if you're struggling with that, having to understand everything, or maybe you're in a particular season you don't get, but you'll get it once he's glorified. So let's just let go and trust his perfect, flawless understanding. Our Father, oh, Lord.